Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Tuesday, April 23rd. Owen Sound could be doing away with its bird barns at Harrison Park. The city has been trying to figure out a path forward after nearly 100 birds and waterfowl were euthanized in September 2022 to contain an avian flu outbreak. The six swans saved during that outbreak, which are direct descendants of swans gifted from King George V in 1912, could also be the last in the bloodline to call Harrison Park home. Several recommendations concerning the bird sanctuary are included in a draft park plan, which will be coming to council soon. Director of Community Services Pam Coulter says if council approves an option to naturalize the space, then staff would do more work to figure out what that would entail.
With or without the swans, that we would do further work and bring back a plan on what does naturalizing this space look like.
More than 82% of people surveyed supported repopulating the bird area. The Marine Heritage Society in Saugeen Shores has some new things this year, including a new website launched this week at chantryisland.com. Society member Wayne Kaufman says they offer boat tours.
The online booking was one of our main goals, to offer our customers an easy and efficient means to book their Chantry Island tour tickets. The launch of this will be May 1st.
The Society also hosts a Marine Heritage Festival from July 26th to 28th, and new this year is a shuttle bus in the Southampton area during the festival. They also present an artisans and taste market, which will also be expanding this year to 40 to 50 different artisan vendors each Friday throughout the summer in Southampton between the Old Town Hall and the Coliseum, just off Highway 21. South Bruce OPP say multiple people are facing charges following a traffic stop in Kincardine. Police say last Thursday evening they stopped a vehicle on Durham Street and allege officers found illicit drugs in plain view. They say a search resulted in the seizure of a quantity of drugs and prohibited weapons. Five people aged 23 to 42 from South Bruce Peninsula, Saugeen First Nation, Meaford, and Aaron Eldersley face charges including possession for the purpose of trafficking, and one person is charged with unauthorized possession of a weapon. Canada Post is refusing to collect guns under Ottawa's firearms buyback policy. The feds had planned on collecting more than 100,000 firearms, which were acquired legally, but now cannot be bought or sold under new firearms restrictions. The post office says out of concern for employee safety, it doesn't want to take part. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 139 points to 22,011. The Dow Jones is up 263 points. Our dollar is trading at 73.19 U.S. cents, up 21 hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $83.33, up $1.43 a barrel. In sports, the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs continue tonight. Four games, including game twos in the Winnipeg-Colorado and Nashville-Vancouver matchups. The Jets and Canucks hold 1-0 series leads. Game three tomorrow at the Scotiabank Arena in Toronto between the Maple Leafs and Boston Bruins after the Leafs won 3-2 yesterday to even the best of seven series at one game apiece. William Nylander's status remains uncertain for game three. In the OHL playoffs, the second round wraps up tonight with game seven between the Saginaw Spirit and Sioux Greyhounds. London awaits the winner in the Western Conference Final. The schedule's out for the Provincial Junior Hockey League Schmaltz Cup semifinal series between the Hanover Barons and the Clarington Eagles. Game one is Friday evening at the PNH Centre in Hanover. The entire schedule is posted on the RE/MAX Greybrew Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX, your unfair advantage, because we've done this over 2 million times. And in Major League Baseball, Kevin Gausman gets the ball for the Blue Jays tonight as they continue a four-game series against the Kansas City Royals. Checking the forecast, a chance of showers and a risk of a thunderstorm tonight with possible flurries overnight, 50-kilometer wind gusts, a low of minus 2, the wind chill minus 9 overnight. A chance of flurries Wednesday morning, then clearing, still windy, a high of plus 3, feeling like minus 9 with the wind chill in the morning. Right now it's 9 degrees in Tobermory, 13 in Walkerton, and it's 14 in Owen Sound. I'm Claire McCormack, now you are up to date.